Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. A local market is remodeling. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Green Acres Market, which was locally founded about 30 years ago, has plans for a $1.1 million remodel of its Normandy Shopping Center location at Central and Woodlawn. Plans for the 8,000 square foot store call for interior upgrades, a new exterior front, and a grab-and-go deli addition. Green Acres Market has 3 Wichita and 2 Oklahoma locations, and Florida-based Healthier Choices Management Corporation purchased the markets last year from 30-year owners Barb and John Hoffman. 3D printed homes have yet to get off the ground in the Wichita area, but they're beginning to gain popularity nationwide. This afternoon, a Wichita commercial real estate firm is hosting an event to educate local contractors, city planners, and others on the accessibility of 3D printed construction for both residential and commercial purposes. Ad Astra Commercial will host the event from 1:30 to 4 at Strategic Workspace. That's at 5025 East Kellogg. And it will include a talk from Sperry RE Capital CEO and founder Sammy Suzuki. A 3D printed neighborhood was planned in Valley Center in 2022, but COVID-related supply chain issues prevented a printer from ever arriving to start on the 100-unit development. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
I have a real difficulty envisioning all that. It's like you're making a copy or a printer, and you actually make a building with this stuff?
I have spent far too much time on YouTube watching videos of 3D printed homes being made. It's fascinating. It's like they bring in 2 rails on either side of the home.
Yeah.
And then the printer will go over the house square footage and just lay cement at a rate that would befuddle you.
It's a printer though that's doing this.
It's a printer, yes.
Well, you didn't call it. It's not printing. It's building. Right?
Yes, but in a printing sort of way, I guess.
Are there any human beings standing around loafing like on other construction sites?
There's plenty of loafing, but they're also smoothing it out. And they're doing some of the little things that the big printer can't do itself.
Mm, okay. By the way, our copy machine went on the fritz. The copy machine and the printer both down yesterday.
Yeah, great.
We have another printer in here. We got a backup printer.
Yeah, we can make a house, but we can't print. I can't print the Texas League standings.
Something's wrong with the printer in there, so he had to go to another printer. An inconvenience that Ted can handle. But the copy machine went down because some toner was not right. Jad and I figured that out this morning, and we fixed it. Okay, didn't require any multi-million-dollar printer. Didn't require any YouTube. We found the right cartridge, and we stuck it in the machine, and away it went. How about that?
But it took 2 people to do it, huh?
Well, I've been working on it for 2 days, but I had to have Jad get here.
It took 1 person to do it.
Jad had to come in and say, hey, look for that over there. Okay. Oh, there it is. Anyway, today is National Watch Day. I know you're celebrating that. Mm. They've been around since the 16th century, you know, and they were first developed as a way to tell time more accurately. And since then, watches have become an essential part of fashion and style. I've got a couple of grandsons who wear watches, and most young people that I know, they don't wear them. But I have since probably, I don't know, when I was in high school, I started wearing a watch. Do you actually wear a watch then, Kirk?
I wore a watch, the same watch that my mother gave me as a graduation present way back when, and I wore it probably until the mid-2010s, and then I just got used to looking at my phone for the time. Mm. So I don't wear it anymore.
Really?
What was it? Safekeeping.
High-dollar Timex, $20 deal, or what?
It was above a Timex, but below a Rolex. How's that?
But
now that you can get emails and texts on your watch, the more people wear watches now.
That's right. My wife wears that. Quite handy.
Yep.
Do you remember John Cameron Swayze?
For
Timex?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
TV newsman for Timex. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking. You remember those commercials? You know, you're too young for that.
Wasn't he born in Wichita?
I think he was a Wichita guy.
Wichita native.
Yeah. Well, I wear a Fitbit, okay? It keeps track of my pulse so that I'll know I'm still alive, and also how many steps I've done today in my walking. And other than that, it does several other things, but I can't figure out what they are or how to use it. So I just need to know what time it is. All right, Kirk.
Does anyone really know what time it is?
Thank you, Chicago.
This is Chicago. Come on. All right, it's watch day. And it's time for sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yep, and we are at a very busy week in the Wichita sports scene for professional sports, including golf. Here we are. We are underway with the first round of the 36th annual Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Wichita Open at Crestview Country Club as part of the annual stop on the Corn Ferry Tour. Wichita has been a stop on this tour now for 36 years, one of the oldest four original events on the tour. They played the Pro-Am yesterday, even though two holes at Crestview were still underwater. Holes number 7 and 13 were still completely flooded yesterday. So got to wait for the water to go down, but I think they're ready to go today.
So what do you do? Would you just go around and play the other hole?
Play
again?
The next hole. You don't play 7. You play 8.
What does that do to your score, though?
Well, they adjust. I'm sure they had maybe a couple of holes that they added on.
Okay.
Where golfers can finish up. So there you go. And they'll get at it today. 156 golfers will be taking the course. The first groups got off at about half an hour ago. So we got a lot of golfers on the course by now. The last groups will tee off at 2:25 this afternoon in the hot conditions and the wind. $1 million in prize money is up for grabs. 11 golfers in the field played in the U.S. Open just last week in Pennsylvania. So we got some very talented golfers here in town. We are underway at Crestview, the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Wichita Open. And we have some of the best softball players in the world here in town.
Yes.
For the AUSL, the Professional Softball League. All four teams, the entire league, is here in Wichita for back-to-back doubleheaders. Got rained out Tuesday, but we got the doubleheader in last night at Wilkins Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. A sellout, by the way. And it was all nationally televised on the Deuce on ESPN2. So Wichita got a big showcase last night. And they got, in the first game, a battle between the Talons and the Bandits, the first-place Bandits, and the Talons rallied for 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to win it, including a pair of 2-run home runs and a walk-off. Beat the Bandits 5-4. So got a thriller ending in the first game, and then another nice game last night to finish it up, and left the stadium after 11 o'clock last night, and the line of fans to get autographs was around the block.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was a great night.
How about that?
For professional softball in Wichita.
Wow.
And we play another doubleheader today, making it up from Tuesday night's rainout. So at noon, battle for first place between the Bandits and the Talons. Then the next game at 2:30 this afternoon, somewhere around there, the Blaze and the Volts will go at it. This is the final doubleheader day in Wichita when you can see all four teams, every player in the league. And there'll be single games from here on out. But today we have another doubleheader for professional softball here in Wichita. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals in Texas last night taking on the Rangers. Apparently the Royals are enjoying being in Arlington. They're hitting the ball all over the place, including the third baseman, Mikel Garcia. You heard the game yesterday, last night on KFH.
Pitch, swing, and a shot deep left center field. Haggerty going back. Haggerty looks up. It's gone! It's a three-run homer into the Texas bullpen. Mikel Garcia comes through again, and the Royals take a 4-2 lead on a three-run bomb from Mikel Garcia, his eighth of the year.
That's pretty good. And then later in the game, he got an RBI triple. He was piling up the slugging percentage last night. Garcia is now batting .318 on the season, top six in the American League. The Royals beat the Rangers 6-3 last night. So after that six-game losing streak, now back-to-back wins for the Royals in Texas. And the Royals will go for the three-game sweep, visiting the Rangers at 1:30 this afternoon. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Other Major League Baseball, how about the Cincinnati Reds playing at home, hosting the Minnesota Twins last night, trying to get in innings before it rained. And it was a good game for the Reds for former Wichita Wind Surge infielder Spencer Steer, former Twin, too. The action on FanDuel Cincy.
Steer drives one to right. Larnick going back. And Steer clears the fence. He catapults the Reds ahead against the team that drafted him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, he played for the Wichita Wind Surge. The Twins traded him to the Reds, and now he's batting cleanup, playing first base, and went 2-for-3 last night with that two-run home run, also his 11th double of the season. They got in six innings before the rains came, and the Reds won that game, 4-2 over the Twins in six innings. That is a four-game winning streak for the Reds, and they're tied for second place in the division right now, playing some good baseball, and former Wind Surge infielder Spencer Steer helping out. Wow.
Put up some good numbers, isn't he?
Nice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.